He propped his feet up on the coffee table, took a long drink from the can. That's my opinion, anyway. Celeste remained very still, sitting up on the arm of the couch and looking down at her husband. Dave, what the fuck are you talking about? Vampires, sweetie. Werewolves. Werewolves? You're not making any sense. I'm not. You think I killed Katie, Celeste? That's the kind of sense we're making these days. Where did you come up with that? He picked at the beer tab with his fingernail. You could barely look at me in Jimmy's kitchen before you left. You're holding the dress up like she's still inside of it, and you couldn't even look at me. I start thinking about it. I think, why would my own wife seem repulsed by me? And then it hits me. Sean. He said something to you, didn't he? Him and that creepy fucking partner of his asked you questions. No. No. Bullshit. She didn't like how calm he was. She could chalk some of that up to the beer, Dave having always been something of a mellow drunk. But there was an ugly air to his calm now, a sense of something coiled too tightly. David. Oh, it's David. I don't think anything. I'm just confused. He tilted his head and looked back up at her. Well, let's talk it out then, honey. That's the key to any good relationship. Solid communication. She had $147 in her checking account and a $500 limit on her Visa, with about $250 already spent. Even if she could get Michael out of here, they wouldn't get far. Two or three nights in a motel somewhere, and Dave would find them. He'd never been a stupid man. He could track them, she was sure. The bag. She could hand over the trash bag to Sean Devine, and he could find blood in the fabric of Dave's clothes, she was sure. She'd heard all about the advances they'd been making in DNA technology. They'd find Katie's blood on the clothes and arrest Dave. Come on, Dave said. Let's talk, honey. Let's hash this out. I'm serious. I want to, what's it, allay your fears. I'm not afraid. You look it. I'm not. Okay. He brought his heels off the coffee table. So tell me what's bothering you, honey. You're drunk. He nodded. I am. Don't mean I can't have a conversation, though. On the TV, the vampire was decapitating someone again, a priest this time.